Still Chillin' is an independent podcast where lifelong friends and guests sample the best tequilas and more.
Grab your favorite drink, listen and chill with us.
Go to stillchillin.com
to see how you can help.
Yeah, this is Veterans Day episode number 35.
With your host Chino. Thank you guys for your service. And
thank you guys for your service. Thank
yes.
you for your service.
Oh, and you got Tony right there.
Happy Veterans Day.
This drink's for you.
This drink is for you.
Salud. Oh, you have that weird sound going on with your headphones right now. Like a chirpy, 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 chirpy. You hear it, Carlos? I think it's you. Yeah, let me mute yourself.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but Chino's mic is doing that thing that it was doing on your episode. Hold on.
Like the distortion?
It's like a weird...
It's like a chirping, like a little...
Yeah. No, it's been happening since like day one, but it's...
I don't think so. Times. I never heard...
Yeah, remember I told you, he has that little...
No, but that, before that was like a raspy sound. This is like a pinging, like a Wi-Fi like a signal or something, you know?
Yeah, I hear it. Mm. I hear it now.
I hear it a lot right now. It sounds like a bird. I think it's like...
Yeah, I hear it. What are you talking about?
Wait, it's gone now.
Yeah.
Talk.
Oh, you know what? My headset was really loud. Maybe you're getting the sound look.
So it's like a...
Like a radio frequency type.
Yes,
shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't hear it now. Hey, we just solved it. Hell yeah. But cool, yeah. This is episode 35 of Still Chillin'. The final budget tequila drink for now. There's more to try, it turns out. Some famous ones. So I think we're going to have to do them eventually.
But so far, there's been a definite difference in flavor. What?
Yeah, because I can hear it again. I think it's because I have my volume down.
You know what it is?
What is it?
I hear it.
There's a cricket.
Damn, that's a loud-ass cricket.
Yeah, because... Let me see if I can find it, and then he's over here. He's somewhere by the fridge. Where he's at? There, look.
How could you not hear that cricket? And I could hear it. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, no, it sounds normal to me, right? Because the cricket's in the garage with me, so I hear it. It's the cricket. It's Jiminy Cricket.
All right. Sorry, Carlos, I know it's annoying.
Are you good?
All right, episode 35 time. This time, we are having, like we mentioned, I don't know, this might be the most budget tequila, because was it cheap for you guys over there?
I mean, $20 plus the gas.
It was really like $20.99 or something, or what?
No, $19.99.
Oh, my God.
$22 basically after tax is not bad at all.
I think that's going to be the cheapest additive-free tequila. I remember we joked.
Yeah,
we joked about getting down to like the... You know, the 1999 level, that kind of stuff. And we don't think there's anything there, but this seems to be the one. And the only thing about this, so again, it's Hacienda Vieja. Whoa, I'm all out of focus.
What do you have? What do you have for us, Tony?
Let me see. I'm just showing you this, trying to show you this bottle. But one day when video eventually returns after I have 3 weeks off from work, maybe winter break. I can put them out. Who knows? Oh, that's not good, actually. There'll be so many by then. There you go. Hacienda Vieja Blanco. What does it say on here? On the label, un tequila de Arandas. Man, Arandas, man, I think they're just becoming so... I thought we, you know, realized it, but they're putting it right on the neck label now. It's like, which tequila should we get? Oh, get that one from Arandas.
From Arandas.
That's all you need to know.
Well, what did you find out last... time 2 weeks ago?
What did I find out? I was researching this one a while ago, and I know it's from that family. I forget the guy's last name though.
It's behind the bottle.
Does it say Bañuelos?
Bañuelos. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's the first time we see a picture too
of the guy. Yeah, that's true. Actually,
of the guy. It's a nice little. I mean, the bottle looks a little bootleg, pero.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, definitely, you're not paying for the bottle. I mean, it has some nice little, like, I think, embossed.
Like the foil, right? The shiny.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But, you know, it says Hacienda Vieja on top, right above the label. And then in the back, there's like a little, what is that? Capilla? What is that back there? Like a tower?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I wonder what that is. It's like a molino, is it?
It's the Hacienda Vieja. It's the same image from the front, but it's engraved in the glass. So if you look at it.
There you go. That's true.
Yeah.
It looks like the Amazon rocket.
Yeah, almost on the back, because it's embossed, almost looks like R2-D2 or something. Something from like
Star Wars. It does actually. It's like a
big robot. Let me see.
Well, this was, but so the thing about this one, Tony, it may be like it might be the most inexpensive for the frugal people out there, but it was a mission to find out here, right, Gino?
Yeah. I mean, I went to 3 liquor stores around here and I couldn't find it. And then 4, actually. And then Silos, he was out there by Glendale, right, I believe?
Yeah.
Glendale, that's when he hit me up. He hit me up and he's like, hey, you need one? I'm like, yes, sir.
So we got it. It was a mission to get it. And I got it at Mission Wine and Spirits out in Pasadena.
I see what you did there.
You see that? So the word of the day is going to be tenacious.
Tenacious.
Or tenacity.
I won't use tenacious by accident, that's for sure.
It has to be purposeful.
I don't even know what it means.
We were tenacious in search of this because we didn't quit. We didn't stop. So we were consistently looking for it.
Mm.
We were, give them the formal meaning.
Okay. It's like unrelenting, right? Like
pretty much.
Relentless, actually. Isn't that better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you say that?
Yeah, just say relentless.
Well, the whole point of the word of the day is to expand the lexicon, the vocabulary, right?
Yeah, I don't know if we had a word of the day last episode. Wait a minute, we did.
We did.
It was chamuco.
No. Oh, yeah, I forgot that one. Wait a minute, chamuco. No. The last episode we did, what the heck was it? The tres agaves. And the word was...
You got it. What
the heck was it? Okay, it wasn't frugal. Oh, redundant. It was redundant.
Yep.
Okay.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, huh?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And then today is tenacious. Okay, so it's got to be used like in a sentence and we'll freak out, I suppose. It'll wake me up because I'm freaking tired.
Oh, well, then let's crack it open. Then let's get this party started. I started with a nice margarita earlier with some reposado. The hard to find one. I'm blanking on it.
Fortaleza?
Yeah, Fortaleza.
Don't waste it, because we have to do an episode later with it.
No, well, he said the reposado. We already did reposado.
No, but dude, we have to milk those bottles. We have to still do one with maybe all 3 together.
Well, I still don't have my añejo.
You don't have it? I thought you had it already.
No, I remember Brian was the one who was going to share it with us, but then at that moment, there was a lot released. I haven't had a chance to go get it, but I'll keep an eye out. They've been releasing a lot more.
Yeah, I was able to get one the other day for a good price, I think. So
that's right. You were saying you got it for like $120 or something?
Yeah, $129. Okay. I walked in looking for like a really cheap Blanco, and then I look in the back like, wait a minute, there's a freaking Añejo right there, and it was $129.99. I'm like, I'll take this, you know, $25 Suerte and that Fortaleza back there.
Speaking, did you find the Siete Leguas?
Oh man, I didn't want to go looking for it because I just bought that Añejo. So it's like, hey.
He was being frugal.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
But I have to, next time I drive by it, I'll have to go in and look because they are limited. So I can't wait. I know where it's at, so that's a good thing. But let's open.
Let's open it. It's just pretty tight, is somebody?
Twist off.
Oh, there it goes. Twist off. Tony's favorite.
Twist off, huh? Man, this is, they did, you know, you want to know why it's a budget bottle? They didn't spend any money.
He went old school. He still has the marble look.
Yep.
You guys hear that? Yes.
The canica. That's
the little canica.
Yeah, so what does, I've had this spout before. I think Trujillo has this spout. Cajona.
They don't like put stuff in it because all the other bottles are open, right? So the marble sits on the cap. When you pour it over, it allows liquor to go out, but you can't pour liquid back in.
Oh,
so you can't tap into it.
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
So once it gets once it gets some air, there it goes. Boom.
Okay.
Well, you guys saw that meme that I sent you with Cantiflas?
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
Agua bendita.
No, but what did you hear what he said?
Shoot. Que por eso la vendita. Something about... Like, don't water down his tequila.
Yeah, that's why it was made, because it was like,
Oh, that's why. Oh, that's a smart. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So that's why they put all these don't have a marble, basically, except for Hacienda Vieja.
Man, it smells kind of good.
And actually, yesterday. No se le lleve. Luego la regresan adulterada, los conozco. Serán capaces, compadre. Compadrito, si apenas se descuida, se le echan agua y es muy dañina. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yesterday, yeah. I was out and I had his previous bottle, actual Cazadores.
Yeesh.
So it wasn't that bad.
So it's been a while since I poured a bottle with a canica, and it's always watch. See, guys, ready to pour it? See what it smells like. It's just like you have to shake it to get it going.
Yeah, either shake it or tap it, and then it actually comes right out.
What are you guys smelling?
Smells pretty good, actually.
I think you're muted, Tony.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, it smells pretty good. Like, I don't even smell alcohol when I smell it.
Mm-mm. It smells a very light agave.
Yeah. Light alcohol, like the ethanol.
Are you guys getting, like, a chile smell?
No, I get more of a herbal smell, though.
Okay. Well, I am getting the alcohol now. Yellow Oli.
Hey, you saw my cup, actually?
A ver.
I'm using the wine one there. Because my other one broke, so I need to replace my order, remember? Remember that when I dumped the ice in there and it cracked?
Yeah.
So I grabbed this one so I don't put no ice in it because it's small.
Nice. Yeah, it's a subtle scent, but you smell like the agave. It almost smells a little bit tierra mojada-ish. Oh, I got the alcohol right there.
It's not that bad, though. All the scents are really light. They're not pretty strong, right?
They're delicate.
Ah, perro.
Mm-hmm.
Ciao. Like Tony.
Okay.
Delicate. Ciao.
Delicate.
He's a delicate little flower.
All right. Well, you guys ready to try this bad boy?
Let's
see
do
what
it.
See what $20 gets us?
Waste it, dude. Anywhere.
All right. I will. You're muted, Tony.
Oh, I think it's because I keep sniffing. I just realized before I have a drink, when I poured it from this glass, the open shot glass, to the sniffer, now I smell more alcohol. So.
Got it. See? Yeah. Well, let's get it started. Let's see what it tastes like.
All righty.
All right, señores. Para arriba.
Arriba.
Abajo.
Abajo.
Para centro.
Centro.
Para dentro.
Y para dentro.
Not bad.
Yeah. Damn. That one's going to be a...
It's a problem for you or what?
Yeah, because it doesn't have that, it doesn't have like a funky budget taste to me.
It starts off a little sweet. So usually when they start off sweet, it's like a ripe agave. But it doesn't have that budgety taste that the others had or started off with. But the other ones actually, as you drink more of it, they start developing the flavors a little bit better. Your palate adjusted to it and... You know, our palate's tenacious, so it keeps...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's... And actually, it's still smooth, right?
Yeah.
You don't have a strong alcohol taste. You have a little... It has that that warm feeling that gets, you know, warms up your chest.
Yeah.
You don't get that burn.
I think I'm getting the alcohol in the finish. But the initial, it's so smooth, sweet. But the alcohol comes in towards the finish.
Yeah, it's there, but pretty
agave flavor for sure. Pepper, I'm getting some pepper.
It reminds me of Tapatio. That's what it reminds me of.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah. The Blanco.
Mm.
It's not too. It's not too leggy.
I had
No, it's not.
His
not
previous one yesterday, right?
Yeah,
and actually, I'm thinking this one's a little better. The other one. Well, I just had it on the rocks, but
man, I always drink mine neat at home. Like I'm never really putting it stuff on ice, because then I feel like I miss flavors when it's on ice.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was out there drinking, so having fun.
Hot day.
I told Silos to fall down, que le caiga, pero he had to do some editing.
last minute.
Yeah, we went out to what was it called? Club Real Ones in Long Beach. Because it was my sister-in-law's birthday, so she was doing a little party there, whatever. And my brother-in-law, he sings and he was promoting the whole thing, so he was the main host. So we're just out there just having fun.
Look at these bottles bear a resemblance.
Wait, let me pin you.
Do they?
Hold on, pin. Yes, they do. They have a similar style, right?
Like that shiny silver or gold.
Old school look as well. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
The top, he's comparing it to the Tapatio bottle. See, there's like Tapatio's kind of made near Arandas. No, it's in Arandas. Yeah. It is. I remember when I was there, I saw Tapatio, like, painted on the side of walls.
And they both have the, they have the label, and it has the, what did you say this is called, Tony? Embossed? Or?
Yeah, I think it's embossed.
So it's the same thing. It's the two people dancing. Two people dancing.
Uh-huh. Right,
and then same thing. Right? Cool. You got the Hacienda, and then the Hacienda. Similarities, folks.
Is there any words kind of also embossed on the front of the Tapatio anywhere on the glass?
No, but it's on the back.
Okay. How was the top? It didn't have the marble, right?
No, Tapatio marble,
did it. Okay,
it like half did.
So Hacienda went even more old school.
Yeah.
Even though it's not an old school tequila, right? It's only been around for a little bit.
It started again in 2002, I believe. So he sold Don Felix. Is the maker of Cazadores, right? And this Hacienda one. And he sold it in 2002 to Bacardi. I think on the previous show, I thought I mentioned it was to Hennessy, but he made the deal with Bacardi. I was just trying to find out how much he sold it for, but I couldn't find it. I was trying to find like the actual contract. Because from what I heard, they didn't let him make any tequila for like 10 years or so. And then he could actually start doing his own tequila again. And because I ran into another one that Bacardi bought. They bought somebody else, I can't remember who, but they paid 5.1 mil. So I mean, if Don Felix sold this to Bacardi, hopefully made a good chunk as well.
Wait, Bacardi bought, I remember, because we on the episode we did an episode where somebody bought it back, right?
Bacardi,
we drank something made by the distiller who bought back a distillery from Bacardi recently. The heck was it? I have to look at my episode list. But I wonder if it's related.
They bought Patron.
Okay.
They bought Patron for 5.1 mil.
Bacardi did?
Yep. So they're the owners of Patron as well right now. Cazadores. And they have, I think they say about 20 different drinks from Bacardi. Maybe I shouldn't have took off my glasses, dude. I'm like Tony right now.
Yeah, right?
I'm over here like squinting, dude.
Man, I don't know. I'm liking this. I don't know. Do you think we'd like this stuff more than most because we're Mexican? Because that's what Mia tells me. Well, that's what Mia tells me. Because she tells me that because she's like a rum drinker, and anytime I give her tequila, I tell her it's really good. She's like, that's because you're Mexican. She tells me. I'm like,
I
don't know.
Damn.
I mean, I don't know. So
either you made her racist, dude, or I don't know what the hell's going on there, Tony, because it's rubbing off.
Well, I think that the claim to fame is tequila, right? It's just one plant and in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Where rum has a lot of other things. I love rum. I actually love aged rum. I love Guatemalan, Nicaraguan.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had the Havana one. I almost bought it in Mexico, the one that's made in Cuba.
Yeah, so should have bought it next time you go down there. It's good. You can't buy it here.
I only had a carry-on, and I didn't find it in the airport, so it was just a whole deal. But anyways, I do love aged rum, but it's so complicated, so mixed up. Because you can get like 30-year-old rum for like $100. It's crazy, but it's good stuff. But anyways, to answer your question, Tony, I don't know if that's true. Porque you see the nopal en la frente and the fucking the agave plant on the cheek, okay?
No, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm saying that because how am I liking these? Like, this is a $20 tequila. I wonder if we give it to somebody else, they're like, bah. Like,
that's why you like it.
Hey, tell me that's not a good shirt idea, though. Nopal en la frente y agave en el estómago. Something like that.
En el cachete.
En el cachete, right?
En el cachete.
En la lengua.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's good. It's, you know, I'm getting the alcohol more at the end, though. The more and more I drink it. It's opposite of the other ones where I got less of the alcohol the more I drink it.
You're right, actually.
Well, what do you think, Chino? Do you go on ice?
Yeah, I'm going to go on ice right now because you mentioned that, and I'm like, I'm wondering if that'll knock the alcohol back. Should. Mm-hmm. Let me get the water.
So this one is made with a roller mill, right?
Yeah, roller mill.
And then they use a deep well water as well.
Mm-hmm. Remember, the deepest of the well water.
The deep part, dude, not the top part, I guess.
Tony's favorite, high pressure.
Autoclave. Oh, is it high pressure autoclave? Oh, that's tastes pretty good for high pressure autoclave.
I think all of these
budget ones, right?
Budget ones have been high pressure.
Was Cimarron high pressure?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's kind of what makes them budget, maybe, huh?
That's what that makes sense. On last time.
Yeah, because we decided that when it's high pressure, that means they're cooking the agaves faster, like in less time, right? So they're not waiting as long.
Like a crock pot. Right?
Actually,
like a microwave.
But Cimarron did actually autoclave, but low pressure instead of the high pressure.
Okay.
So,
I don't know.
And then it's stilled in stainless steel pots with. Okay. Yeah, it has no copper then. So.
Oh, so that's another budget thing I'm discovering.
Yeah, copper's expensive.
Less copper involved.
They save those for the best. You know, it's distilled in Nome 1412. There's a tequila firm that I've seen a lot lately that I've heard some good things about called Mi Gente. Maybe one day we'll try it. But that's the only one.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that one. Yeah.
Wait, they make that one here? They make that one, the same one?
Yeah.
I've seen that one. Is it kind of a short bottle?
Yeah, like a pink
Mi Gente.
Mi Gente, yeah.
That's okay.
Did I say Mi Gente?
Yeah, you said Mi Gente, but it's Mi Gente. Mi Gente tequila.
Yeah, because I think there's another tequila called like something like Por Mi Gente or something like that. But Mi Gente, I've seen Mi Gente, yeah. All right. Well, I got my ounce here. All right. My cheers. Ice.
Ounce to the bounce.
Ice
more
time.
More ounce to the bounce.
Let's see. Okay.
All right. Cheers. Damn, so
cheers.
You've regressed on your ice.
I know, dude. I'm down to like, I might as well go to like Chick-fil-A and get a bunch of crushed ice. I know, man. I haven't had time to make the good ice.
I made some good ice this weekend, actually.
Nice.
So,
this is good on ice.
I got some clear ice.
I'm not a tough critic, usually. I mean, yeah, not usually, but...
No.
I'm not complaining about this.
A flip-flopper?
Yeah. Oh.
So how were you guys this weekend, though? What'd you do, Tony?
I did like a... Pretty much like the biggest Day of the Dead event in Atlanta.
Oh, that's right. You posted some pictures on there, right?
Oh, man. I didn't even have time to take pictures because I was so busy. It was constant. Like, the most sales I've ever had at an event. Like, people were loving the artwork. Because all we do a lot of Day of the Dead art. And we were at a Day of the Dead art show. And it was, like super good. It was, like, I had to be there super early. And the show was really only for 5 hours. And it was just me there because my brother-in-law was supposed to help me. But so the event is so big that he couldn't even find parking and he had to go back home. Like he within like a mile radius, he could not find an open parking spot in the city. Like there's like kind of like a metro. Somebody says go park there. And everything was packed. After he left, I realized, man, what you should have done is drive 5 miles away and take an Uber to drop you off, because that would have solved it. So next year, if anybody goes, it was super, super good. Yeah, I got to try to do it next year.
Nice.
But yeah, man, I did that. That was crazy. Oh, I met somebody there who I got to get back in touch with, who's like in touch with a lot of like alcohol distributors, and I told him, yeah, I'm trying to find stuff and I can't get it. He's like, oh, just let me know, and he knows like where they're allocated and like where I can get whatever I need, so hopefully I can find the stuff easier. He told me Arete is kind of hard to find lately, though.
Is it? I've seen it at Total Wine,
I think, out here, but
yeah, okay,
because I haven't seen it. So that's the one I'm gonna tell him, hey man, where can I get it? So I'll get his name next time. I mean, I have his business card, but that was like a pretty epic thing I did, and I don't have to worry about doing it. Like those events, I can't do them that often. They're just so much work. But
it's yearly, right? So it's not like they're every other week, every other
Once a year. I think I only have enough time to, I kind of realize it, like two big events a year is probably enough. Maybe three, but that's it.
We went to the Huntington on Sunday. Christina had to look at a painting, but once we got there, we realized you needed reservations in advance. So we just kind of spent the morning out there, had coffee, had some pastries, and then, I mean, I was out there, so I was there to get the tequila.
Oh. But, so wait, you need out. Reservations to go look at a specific painting? I thought it was just a park. Wasn't it like a museum or something?
Yeah, it's a museum. Huntington Library. It says like they have the gardens.
Yeah.
And they have a book, like a library, but weekends only. Monday to Friday, you're good. It's the weekends you need reservations in advance.
Wow.
And so, yeah, now we know. We'll have to head back.
That's crazy. So, like, the weekends when people are free to go, like, maybe it gets so busy that they have to cap it or something?
Yeah. I mean, they just do times, right? That way they're not, there's not overcrowding happening.
And, yeah. I guess that makes sense. So everybody doesn't get there.
But now we know. But like I said, it worked out because we tried some good coffee spot. This place called Mandarin. It's like a, I think it's like a Korean shop where they have really great coffee. And then they had this other pastry shop where they have like really good croissant style pastries. So
yeah.
Definitely going back. It's just a drive, right? Pasadena, Long Beach to Pasadena. It's a,
Yeah, it is.
Know, you're very familiar with Pasadena, Tony.
Yeah, I was living there for a while. It's good, but it's just hot. I mean, right now it's probably... No, it's November. It's good now.
Yeah, it's already cooled down, finally.
Yeah, it must be super expensive now, because when I was living there, it was...
Especially by the Huntington in San Marino.
Oh, yeah. Super crazy over there. Mm-hmm. What about you, Chino? What'd you do?
Puro party.
What did
Long Beach. Party.
Probably. Yeah, that was Sunday. Friday, I didn't do anything. Oh, I went drinking, I think, Friday. Hmm. Then I lost my Saturday because my son had a basketball game. So the little one wanted to go recycle his cans because he recycles bottles and stuff. A little bastard made $80, dude.
What? Like, shit. What? Recycling? Yeah. $80? How? I remember.
I said, dad tax, homie. Sass, give me $20.
No way. I remember back in the day you would barely get like $15.
Yeah, well, he's been saving them for a while. And then he finally told me Friday night. Oh, yeah, we went to Buffalo Wild Wings. We're watching the games, the basketball games.
Yeah.
And then he's, hey, can you take me to recycle tomorrow? Like, sure. You know, we went. Yeah, freaking $80, dude.
That's inflation in a positive way, I guess. Man, that's so crazy.
So that was Saturday. Then we got home and Matthew had his basketball game. We had to go to Torrance, though. Hmm. So Torrance and then went to my dad's, my brother, and came back and that was it. And then Sunday I went out to that club that I was telling you guys. Hmm. To Club Real Ones. So yeah, it was chill, not that bad.
So what do you guys think of this on ice?
It's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty good.
You gotta share this one with your dad, Chino. Tell him, hey, this is the new one.
I did buy it from him before. I bought it from him before, but he's not drinking no more, remember? So he can't.
That's good.
He's been sober for the last like 8 months.
Okay.
9 months or so.
It's not bad. It cuts definitely the alcohol finish.
It does still have something on the back end that's a little bit. I mean, you know, that reminds you of tequila. So.
This would be a really good one for like some ranch water.
And I've heard that word in that drink, but I've never had it. I don't even know what that is.
It's basically just like a Topo Chico with tequila and lime.
Oh,
that's it. So like half a cup. So half a cup of Topo Chico ice, like 2 or 3 ounces of tequila, and then 2 ounces of lemon. And that's it. Real simple. The easiest tequila cocktail you can make. It's pretty much like in Mexico, right? We say, if you notice in Mexico, I don't know about you guys, but in our town, they don't drink things neat. They'll always put some sort of club soda.
Always mix,
club and ice soda.
Water down with the club soda and then add a little bit of Coke, a little bit of...
or whatever.
Squirt or whatever, right? But it's a small amount of sugar, basically, in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Estos son diabéticos allá.
Oh, man. A lot of Coca-Cola, that's why.
Yeah.
I think they're number one, right? That drink the most Coca-Cola.
Probably. My dad used to wake up and drink a Coke as the first thing he had for breakfast.
Wasn't it because the water wasn't very good, right? Isn't that why they would drink a lot of Coke, man?
No.
Yeah, but hey, they sell Coke, so they sell filtered water, bro.
No, but you know that's why they drink, like, in, like, southern Mexico. I think they drink a lot of Coca-Cola. Like, there's a lot of diabetes.
Well, yeah. All that Coke.
Exactly. I mean, it's just an addiction. It's just everybody's always... They're used to the Coke, you know, because the sugar and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like when you go to Ranchitos and all that stuff, that's what they're drinking. They'll drink it, but either you're drinking beer all day or a Coke, basically.
Okay.
if they want Coke, man, those people are very tenacious. They're gonna get it.
Okay, because I'm
Tony, you missed it,
dude. I heard it. I heard it.
It's still processing, me, Tony.
Hey, we were all excited to hear Skippy's.
Oh, it's a little adventure,
weekend,
dude.
Right?
Yeah, but no, no.
But
no.
I guess. Oh yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's still somewhere in Magic Land.
You see that?
Skips. I sent him the link a little bit late.
He went to Fyre Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Fyre Festival.
<It's> Say we.
Are you guys ready to try it? Dry, second dry run.
Bring yes. it back.
Yep, yep.
Como la, así como lo hacían en los tiempos viejitos. I like it a nice better so far. We'll see how when I come back. A ver qué me dice la cosa.
Qué lo que te dice.
Cubana, la cubana, la cubana. Do you ever play that song around Mia's family, Tony? And they'd be like, what the
No. Yeah, you're right. I never have. Cubana, la cubana. Oh, man. I should do it.
Yeah.
They're going to start analyzing the lyrics. They're like, hey, yeah. That's not yeah. true.
One day in the kitchen, just, you know, when you're cooking, and put it on, right? And you know, when she's going to walk in, just boom, put it on. Juana la cubana.
Who's this Juana you speak of?
Who's this Juana you talking about?
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to try it back neat. So, salute. Let's see what it's like once we go back. Cheers,
yeah,
boys.
Yeah. Let's see if it gets better or worse.
Salute. Mm. Oh. It gets a little stronger.
Yeah, that alcohol finish is there. It's not leaving it.
Yeah,
but
the alcohol.
It feels sweeter, but that alcohol finish is long.
Yeah, it's it comes back, finish. Right? It comes back and gives it a kick in the face.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Tony?
Man, I still like it, though. But yeah, I do taste the back end. The back end is the last, you know, bit of the flavor, but the beginning's pretty good.
Don't be putting your face back there, dude.
I don't know, bro.
Chill. Hey, Tony.
I mean, it's not bad, but I think I can honestly say, and I don't know, man, I don't know if it's too early to say this, but as we're wrapping up our value tequilas, right, for more our more frugal audience and mm-hmm. us sometimes, I think these I'm going to use as mixers, $10 more, and you can go to, like, Lalo. I know we make fun of Tony, but yeah. That one you can sip.
A little upgrade.
Yeah. You know, an extra $15 and you can get like stuff, right? But
for
it's not
drinking,
bad.
Yeah.
Like, I think we've developed our palate. I think not that many people are gonna, well, maybe they will spend the time developing it, but you know, $35 is not a bad place to start from Lalito.
But for mixing, I could definitely use this.
Yeah,
I mean, I would
for sure.
I would use
this over like the Jose Cuervos and all those other quimadores.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't have the added sugar. You can control that. Add a little agave syrup. That's actually what I had today. A little bit of agave syrup. Some Grand Marnier, the Reposado Fortaleza. Little 2 ounces. 2 ounces of lime, freshly squeezed. Y papá.
Papá, te sacaron los mocos.
I had some blueberry pancakes with agave syrup on top.
Yes, two.
I had agave syrup, you know.
That had a gimlet.
No alcohol. I didn't drink yesterday or the day before. So 3 days off.
Oh, you did pretty good then.
I had some beers on Saturday and a Radler.
What's a Radler?
It's like a, it's German, not beer, but it's like a grapefruit drink that's alcoholic. It kind of has a little bit of a beery kind of flavor.
Taste too. Okay.
Yeah, but it's, I would say it's like a sour that's not sour. That makes sense. It's more like fruity. So.
I guess. It's like when you say I'm going to give you the tip and you only put in the tip.
Uh-huh. No, it's good. It tastes like juice, a little fermented juice.
Mm. Okay.
It's good. It's dangerous because you can get drunk and it's sweet, so it has sugar, but it's like there's a place down the street from us, a German place called the Rasselbox, and they serve it on tap. And I came across the same brand, Stiegel, at Total Wine, so I got a 4-pack. It's the Tall Boys.
Mm.
We had them on Saturday. Good.
How long has he been making tequila, Don Felix?
Oh, man, is he still around? I wonder.
I believe he is.
Oh, man, probably his whole life, it feels like. I don't know.
Yeah, it's only been 60 years, actually.
Oh, man.
That he started.
Only?
He already has... What happened, Silo?
Is it only 60 years? No.
Yeah.
That sounds like most of his life.
Well, I mean, he started later.
I think he's dead. I think he died.
Is he? Did he die? I know they have 4 gens in the family, on the 4th generation, that they continue doing it, like his grandkids and stuff, and his kids. But from what I read, I don't know if he passed away or not.
I just saw a video that says, Don Felix Bañuelos Jimenez, rest in peace.
Oh, but, shit.
I read it on the internet, so who knows? You know how that goes.
Who knows? Yeah.
Talk about the internet. I was researching the thing I was talking about, and the Coca-Cola's issue, indigenous communities in Mexico.
What do they say?
So it's kind of crazy, man. I have it right here. So Mexico's going through a fat and sugar epidemic. 7 out of 10 adults are overweight or obese. 7 out of 10. Is that worse than the U.S.?
Yeah, I think it is.
Damn, 1 out of 3 children and 7 out of 10 adults.
Yeah, but the difference, you got to remember the difference in Coke over there, right? Maybe we could do a taste test one day too.
Oh, it tastes better.
The Coke over there is made with sugar cane, and here we use artificial sugar, right? So that's the difference.
And then the other thing is that I was saying is, so I guess what's happening is kind of like what I remember my, it's like what happened to our, what I saw happen with our like grandparents in Mexico. So what's happening there is like the indigenous people didn't have access to junk food. So they just ate natural food. That's why my grandparents lived really old. Like they didn't have junk food growing up. Yep. And now that they're getting access to junk food because of electricity and refrigerators and the stores, they're having processed food and soda, more access to it. So indigenous communities didn't really have access to it before. And now that they do, I guess the stuff is so goddamn addictive or some shit. Like, just because it's available, people prefer it for some reason.
Well, it's an addiction.
Because it's not even cheaper than other things. So, because this article saying that at the grocery stores in the village, like if there is milk, a liter is 16 pesos, but Coke is 35 pesos. So it's not even a cost thing. I guess it's like candy. Damn, that's crazy.
They like Coke, right? Though, to go to a store buy the Coke, it's like you buying alcohol all the time. Mm-hmm. When you're drinking alcohol. Get up at 2 o'clock in the morning trying to have a drink. That's like, should I have this Coca-Cola right now at 2 a.m.? Porque se me antojó, or?
That's true. No, it's even worse because over there, I just remember like every meal, like we'd send like somebody down to the corner store, hey, go bring 2 Cokes for lunch. Hey, go bring, 3 Cokes for dinner. And back then they had, did you guys have bolsitas?
Yeah, we still have them during our bolsita? Time. So.
Man.
Yeah.
I thought they got rid of that. I haven't seen that in a while.
They keep the bottle, right? Because they have to recycle it. So they get charged for the bottle. It's like here. But we don't honestly care. Because if you pay attention to your water bottles or whatever, it says 5 cents or whatever. But we always just throw them out. We're just spoiled.
What does that mean? So, that means that you'll get 5 cents if you recycle it?
Yeah. That's what it is.
Oh. Okay.
So, but over there, they're like, that's a CRV tax, right? That we have here.
Okay.
So over there, they actually like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna get my money back here. I'll give it to you in a fucking little bag, or they usually get charged for it, right? Because if you're a store, you accumulate all the bottles and you're responsible for the bottles.
Yeah.
So you pour in a bag for them, and you keep your bottle because you need to return it back to the provider, which is Coca-Cola.
You know what? So here's the thing. I remember when I used to go to the Tendejon, right, the little corner store. They would ask you want your Coke en bolsita en botella, and if you got it en botella. You had to return it. Like you could take the bottle home, drink it, but you had to return it. But you know what?
Later?
I don't recall what happens if you don't return it. I don't remember.
I mean,
they charge you up front. Yeah.
Is that how it was? Okay, so they would charge you more
up front.
Because we still do that at my mom's town. It's like, hey, we're gonna go get some bottles, right? And we just. Agarrate un 24, but they're all like bottles that are scattered around. So, put them in a bucket and then we do the exchange for the actual bottles.
Okay. Has the bolsita technology advanced or is it still literally like the cheapest little plastic bag with a straw?
Same bag. And they always do the little Mexican knot where they loop the shit. I was like,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, in your town, when you get chips, because they don't do that, this never caught on in the U.S. I was always waiting for it to catch on here. Like chips, right? When you go buy any bag of chips, they would ask, hey, las quieres arregladas or just like this? And arregladas was dope, right? They would like open it up, they would put like hot sauce, lemon, they would chop up some ham, they would chop up some hot dogs, they would chop up a bunch of meat, cueritos, whatever, like they would put them in the bag. And that never happened here. Never that trend never came over.
Yeah, they have them here. There's actually a spot right here in Paramount. It's one, uh-huh. It's called El Bionico, where they do all those like juices and all that stuff.
Yeah, they have those over there.
They do a giant chicharrón with cueritos, tomatoes, onions, and they hook it all up for you.
I've seen that at a paletera over here. I think like Michoacana or whatever, the popsicle places. I've seen the thing you're talking about, the chicharrón. Yeah. But I've never seen it with like a bag of, with any bag of chips that you walk up with. Like, hey, those Ruffles, let me fix them up. Boom. They would charge a little extra.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest thing, too, hot dogs. Just, they would just cut up raw hot dogs and put them in there.
Hey, people like raw hot dogs. You used to eat them as when you were a kid.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I actually like to burn them up a little.
Oh, no.
Burn them up?
I burn up everything I cook on purpose because I like it. But me, I was like, this is burnt. I'm like, don't you like it crispy?
Extra crispy?
Like my pancakes are always kind of almost, sometimes a little too much, but kind of black. But man, I just like a little crisp when I eat my food.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You like that extra crunch?
Yeah. It's time to do scores.
Let's do some scores, because,
overall, let me see. I'm not, like I said, the price.
Don't go based off the price, because the price is great.
Yeah, that's true. The price is great.
But, well, I guess you can.
I'm going to give it a 7 point. I know we said whole numbers, but that's going to get hard, because it's got to be higher than the 7 for me. I'm going to do 7.25. 7.25. Because I think it beats the other budget ones. Just because of the initial taste. Even the Tres Agaves wasn't bad. But this is... I think I like this one more because it's the flavors that I'm used to. Like the Arandas tequilas, man. So far I've liked them. There's been very little that I haven't liked out of there.
Which one was the other...
We had Cimarron and we had Tres Cimarron, Agaves.
Cimarron, Tres Agaves, and Hacienda?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll go next, Silos.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give it a... I don't think of maybe like a 7.7. Mm. You know, it's okay. I mean, it's pretty good. It's not too strong for a newcomer. I think you can recommend it. I mean, it's not that bad, especially on ice. You get that warm chest feeling on it. Yeah. I guess 7.7. Hey, Johnny Canales, take it away.
Johnny Canales. Juana la cubana, la cubana. I'm gonna go with 7.8.
It's actually, there you go.
It's for the price, it's for everything.
Yeah.
It's a good it's a combination of everything, a great mixer. I think the Cimarron we paid $25, but we got the bigger bottle. But I think I'm liking this one a little bit more. But I think all three of the value tequilas that we bought, definitely great mixers. If you have nothing else, like hey, here's this, some neat, but I'm still gonna hold firm on the spend an extra $15 and get Lalo. Yeah, I think that's the lowest one.
Lalo has been pretty good all around one to like give to new people so far. Anytime I give it to somebody new, they don't, they like it, so that's good.
I'm glad you're not a jealous type.
Yeah, it's fine.
Do you like to spread his joy?
Yeah, but this is I could recommend this one to people who are like, hey, give me some, I need something cheap that tastes good.
And a mixer. You could use it as a mixer, I think. It would be great as a mixer.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. You know where I'm at, boys, now? Look at my Cascanes. The other day, I told you guys when I were pouring cement, I took out the Cascanes and I'm running low.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm at the point where I'm going to make a tequila infinity bottle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man.
So I think, I don't know, maybe one of these days I'll finish the rest of the tequila, just leave a shot, probably do per ounce, and I'm going to pour an ounce of each one, which we have about 20 bottles now. But I'm wondering if I should just stick with pure Blancos on this one and leave it as a Blanco, infinity bottle or something like that.
Yeah, what do you recommend, Carlos? Do you know about infinity bottles? Wouldn't it make sense to keep it
Blancos?
Same?
I mean... So the original, so here's the original Infinity bottle. It's the same bottle, right? So meaning, because there's a new thing right now where they're mixing all the bottles, right? Like the Tequilazo.
Where did that come from?
Tequilazo's only three.
Yeah. Hey. But the idea is you have, the idea is three different tequilas. Some people, I forget what it's called. I think they're calling some Infinity bottles like all different bourbons where they build one big bottle that they just set up, but... The true meaning of infinity bottle is you get the same bottle that you finish, you love. So you always leave like a couple of ounces at the bottom and you just pour the new one in there.
Wait, you pour a whole bunch of it? Ah, that's so kind of dumb.
Okay. No, that's why it's called the Infinity Bottle, because your bottle will always have original one that you first had. Mm. Hence, Infinity. That's the original idea, right? And most of these people are like, they're using decanters, so they're always pouring it into it. Mm. So they're not like, you know, these, I'm talking about, they do this with like really good bourbons, really good tequilas, but they usually put them in decanters or the fancy holders. I have a couple of those.
Yeah.
And just pour it in there. And that's what the, you always have the original bottle.
Or a taste of the original, one, right? Yeah.
You know what I just realized? That whenever we go out, we should go up to like a bartender. He asks you, hey, what do you want to drink? I'll be like, hey, give me a tequilazo. Like, what? What's that?
Like, have you heard of Still Chilling?
You know, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You hear Still Chilling?
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. And we're like, you haven't heard the podcast? Tequilazo?
I'll try it on Friday.
Yeah.
If I go out.
Go for it. Say, hey, give me a tequilazo. I realized that because I gave that recipe to some other people the other day. I'm like, oh, man, watch them like start to make it and get the word out. Because I told them basically it's like take three really good tequilas of the same aging and just equal parts, that's a tequilazo. So it's pretty simple. Yeah.
So then, yeah. What will we name this one then? It won't be an infinity bottle, right? So it's going to be a mixer. Are we going to make a whole new drink now or what?
Oh, man, that is tricky.
What would you call that, Silos?
What exactly are you going to do again? You're going to take what you, like, you have 2 ounces left maybe, and you're going to put what in there?
So I'm just going to get an ounce of each one.
Ooh.
And okay. Start filling it up as we go along, right? You know.
Okay.
For
so it's like the cereal thing that I used to do growing up, where you have a bunch of cereals and you have crumbs left,
yeah,
and you mix them.
Yeah, so tequila. We're at 18 ounces, right? Because we have about 18 bottles right now.
Could it be a tequila leftover? I don't know.
Tequila leftover?
A tequila leftover bottle?
We're gonna have to think about it.
Aye.
Okay. We're going to have to brainstorm it.
Well, I might have to join you because I have so many bottles that are like, they have this much left because I'm like, wait, what if I need it for another show? Like, I don't want to go buy a whole bottle. Yeah. Tequila leftover is my proposition, Carlos.
Tequila leftovers?
Yeah. Because he's talking about taking one bottle and putting all the leftovers into it. Not this...
What about
infinity bottle? You said is you have a little bit leftovers and you put a whole bottle into it, right? That's hard. Yeah, no, don't you gotta go the other way? Take the whole bottle and put the little bit of leftovers into that one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that makes way more sense.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. Well, we'll see. We'll see what we come up with.
All right.
Well, but I think Hacienda Vieja was a success. No.
Yeah, I think it was
fairly good drink. Good price, $20.
Worth the $20. I mean, I hit the label. That's my
trademark.
I think that's the sign of a decent tequila if Tony hits the label.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I think you hit the label on all of them, dude. And that sounds like a Tony maybe. Problem now.
No, right? I'm going to be good. I was good for a couple of days.
So does that mean next week we're doing a tequilazo?
Yeah, I think next week we're going to do...
A budget tequilazo.
Oh, man, that's going to be interesting.
A frugal tequilazo.
That's right.
Frugal. That's what we can name it, I guess.
Hey, I see your tenacity paid off.
We got shit.
Tenacity, man. To be frugal. Damn. Okay, I used it. Damn, I was thinking in my brain.
You're gonna use it.
When you said it, I was like, yeah, he used it again. I'm not going to use it. And there I go. Right away.
But, so, another one that I wanted to bring up was I wonder from the audience, dude, did they enjoy the Halloween special that we did? Because we actually managed to squeeze it in there, and you know, to Tony, you know, thank you, Tony, for taking the time and editing that, you know, Sunday night.
Yeah.
So yeah,
really appreciate it. Let us know.
Hopefully you did, because definitely went all out trying to make it sound. I think it's a good episode to share with new people because it makes it look like, man, do you guys do this every episode? We could.
Yeah.
Yeah. We definitely could. Yeah. If you guys...
So, I mean, if you guys enjoyed the episode, you know, donate, subscribe, you know, go to the website, buy, you know, a cup, you know, buy one of the cups or a shot cup that Tony has.
Oh, yeah.
Or sniffer, right? Silos, I think you have a sniffer.
Whoa, yeah, sniffer.
You know what I'm going to add? I'm going to add some coasters. I think that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
For your drink. You can put any drink on there. So
yeah. But give us some feedback, guys. You know, let us know if you like it. If you guys want us to do the specials or not, or we can just do a weekly one, right? Monday.
Yeah. You want more episodes like episode 33, which are a little bit more production value.
Mm-hmm. But,
or just us riffing.
Speaking of riffing. Yeah. Hey, speaking of riffing, what'd you end up doing with Skippy's nightly recap? It wasn't a simple like bleep. It was like he was like,
no, I took out like one thing and then made it chill. Check it out.
What you end up doing with your?
Oh, I put a bleep in there.
It was two, right? You hit him one.
He said, oh yeah. Hopefully,
this might need another a bleep.
Yeah. That one. I think hopefully
this will be the truncated part.
Yeah, it's so weird because like we know the context of things and listeners don't, right?
Yeah.
So I left it in, Carlos. You listen to it, give me notes tomorrow. I'll be like, hey, adjust this or that. But I think I made it work.
Yeah. There were some stuff actually on Chamucos episode 33 that actually loyal listeners would have caught on to, and then we edited after that, right?
You
did some editing after, and Luis, my coworker, he caught it, and he was cracking up. He was like, dude, I freaking loved it, you know, skips, blah blah blah. He caught it.
Oh man,
I'm like, oh dude, you're lucky. I'm like, because Tony just texted the group saying he's gonna edit this stuff.
Oh, so he caught like the episode one or something. Okay,
yeah. So yeah. I mean, hey, if you guys are lucky, you know, you guys get the good stuff.
There's nowhere at this point that she's gonna give Skippy a chance.
I was thinking about that. So you guys skipped to that part. You guys skipped to that part and let me know, because that's literally why I wanted to take it out.
It's a character he's playing. That's right, Tom.
Yeah.
It's a character.
Anyways,
I'll squeeze this in here. It's my turn, right, to edit it?
Yeah. Yeah, nobody means any harm. It's just like, geez, man. Everybody's got to be walking the eggshells all the damn time. Come on.
There's a few things that were like, oh.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. All this bitching about everything. Mia's on the same boat with me. She's Hispanic, too. Hispanics don't bitch.
No, we don't. Yeah. We honestly don't care.
I just remember this like the whole time. Like, I just don't remember us bitching about anything. Yeah. It's like, if you bitch, like, you get,
you're
like,
te
regañan. She's like, come on, stop whining, right? That's a cultural thing.
Like, man up.
Yeah. I don't know. That's something that's like, I just don't get why, you know, I don't get it because of the upbringing. I get why people think they need to bitch, fine. But, like, you know what would happen to me when I bitched at home? Like, my mom would remind me, hey, people have it worse than you.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the world, somebody's got it worse than you. So stop bitching about it, you know?
You know what happened to me if I were a bitch at home?
Ooh, la chancla.
It wasn't a chancla, dude.
Oh, man.
A cinturón.
And that's the bad thing, dude. Right from our culture, it would be like, you get to choose the weapon of your choice if you're getting your ass whipped.
Yeah, man. I mean, seriously.
It's like, hey, go traete la chancla, or you try to find the softest thing you can find, you know. But
I don't know. It is what it is. I think that's definitely been ingrained in me. Like, don't bitch about anything. Like,
deal with it. Figure it out.
Almost to my detriment. It's so weird.
Pinche Ciro, ¿ya andas pedo, verdad, güey?
No, güey.
¿Y los lentes, güey, se te cayeron o qué?
La cara está bien roja. That's why. You're all red. You were kind of red.
Estás bien camarón, güey.
Oh, I remember Beto used to get really red for some reason.
Yep.
I don't know why. Oh, for the sun alcohol or something. No, was it
no,
from
the
that?
Alcohol. Yeah, they had, some people make some like red.
He gets that Mexican glow.
Yep. I guess that's what it was, but he used to tell me it was from like the sun or some shit, maybe.
Nah, he wasn't even like
<That's> true.
Oh, man.
All right, man.
All right, senores.
All right, boys.
Yep. That's going to be a wrap for now.
Off wrap.
Remember, drink responsibly.
Yes.
Because we do. We ain't driving anywhere. We're at home.
That's it.
All right,
everybody.
So good
next
night, boys.
Week, we'll see you guys. Trequilazo budget. Trequilazo next week. Adios.
Frugal.
That's a word.
Frugal. Trequilazo. Yeah. Peace, boys.
Peace.
Tenacious.
If you like what you just heard, share links to our show with your friends. To help us get the word out, go to stillchillin.com to see how you can make more episodes possible. Thank you for listening.